All right, it's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed, inside her story from our Harlem studios. And Jackie, we have a crowd here in the Red Velvet Cake studios this morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Because coming up at the top of the hour is the J-Spot Comedy with Brandon T. Jackson performing live.
Yeah, right, I saw a video of you guys on Instagram wobbling already. So
Starting.
Only have one wobbler in the damn.
But she got her cable bill paid.
Yes, she did.
2,000 people in here, only one wobbler.
All right, you guys. Well, let's see if that crowd can make Jay behave. Because, Tom, you know what? It's Friday, so let's talk about the vajayjay.
Let's talk vajayjay.
Specifically, women who are not using theirs enough. A new study suggests that women who have more frequent sex, Tom, will improve their immune systems and increase their chances of getting pregnant.
I believe it.
Now, that may seem like something some man made up, ladies, to convince us to have more sex, but I have an expert to break it all down for us. Welcome back, a TJMS favorite, America's OBGYN, Dr. Dre. Good morning, Dr. Dre.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you guys doing?
Really well. Always happy to have you here. Now, winter is coming, along with it cold and flu season. Is it really true that having more sex will improve a woman's immune system?
Yes. Absolutely. It's really about the orgasm. Mm-hmm. So get to busing, ladies. Get your groove on. It's Freaky Friday.
You know what, Dr. Dre? Is it the same for men?
It is the same for men,
no.
Actually. What?
He's
the benefits of orgasms are crazy. It helps you release stress, helps you sleep, beats depression, makes you beautiful, ladies.
In a hole with a comb.
Memory. Yeah, an orgasm a day.
So
an Jay orgasm a day keeps the doctor away.
An orgasm a day keeps the doctor away. I'll have to keep that in mind. Okay, well, let's talk.
Does it matter how you get the orgasm?
Yeah, seven.
Yeah, does self-pleasuring count?
Yourself, Bob, you know, your baby daddy, your bae, your maintenance man, whatever it is. Get
out of here.
Well, what about self-pleasuring, Dr. Dre?
Absolutely. It's definitely, it is okay to self-pleasure, ladies.
So definitely, I mean, but that, is that the, is that, do you get the same kind of orgasm from self-pleasuring
absolutely,
as you do?
Absolutely, yes. You can bust from self-pleasure, from your Bob, or from your boo. Get it how you get it, ladies.
Get it how you get it, Jackie.
Get it how you get it. And, you know, even when you have sex with, you know, with your bae or your boo, you know, 30 minutes of sex actually helps you burn calories as well. So, 85 calories on average.
Jackie, for those
you
getting
keep
ready for the cruise, for those getting ready
Jackie
for the
keeps,
cruise.
Well, Jackie it? Keeps a cold.
What? I do not it keep
it
a cold.
Get it in.
One time you had a cold for like 4 months.
Yeah.
You know
you
what?
You need to get them germs out your ass.
Let's talk fertility. We're moving on. We are moving on. Dr. Dre, let's talk fertility. Is it true that having more sex can improve a woman's ability to get pregnant? Because, you know, I just thought it was during the, you know, when you're ovulating, that was the best time to have sex. But
no,
should it
no,
be
no, no.
Other
That's
times?
Our old thought process. Now we know with these two studies from Indiana University that actually when you are having sex anytime during the month, you're changing up your immune system that doesn't reject the pregnancy. So that's why. It actually helps, like, the pregnancy stay there instead of rejecting it.
Jay's back there coughing.
Miscarriages.
You said what about miscarriages?
Because, you know, a baby is seen as foreign to the body, you know, so your body has to adjust to that. So you have all these immune things that are going on to help the body adjust. So that's why it's so great to bust and get that orgasm.
Bust.
And that's what we call it, a bust.
Bust. He's the doctor. He knows what he's talking about.
Listen. So, okay, for all those couples out there who are trying to get pregnant, how often should they be having sex? You said forget what we heard about while you're ovulating and all that. Like, how many times a month?
When you want to. When you want to. When you want to have sex and you feel horny, guess what? You orgasm. So when you orgasm, the body is more receptive for you to get pregnant.
You hear that?
So definitely,
you
whenever you want to. Don't force it, ladies. Don't only when you want to have sex.
And don't fake it,
do.
Please. All right?
So don't force it.
You would turn it down
I
if it was
fake.
So wait, Dr. Dre, what if you're having sex but you're not having orgasms, which happens to a large percentage of the population?
Not a large.
Does that still help with
cold.
The fertility or with the immune system?
Actually, no. You actually need to bust. You need to have an orgasm. So whatever it is, you have to figure out why you're not having orgasms. So premenopausal women, you know, women that are young, it's usually some kind of relationship problem. Usually you're having sex when you don't want to. You're mad at your man. You could be stressed out. You could be a super mom. Mm-hmm. You know, you're so busy taking care of everyone else. You're not thinking about yourself. So your body can't relax in order to release that.
So in other words,
so I tell the husbands all the time, I'm like, you know, why don't you cook dinner? Why don't you wash clothes? Let her rest while you're getting dinner prepared. And then after dinner, I'll bet you'll get it in.
In more ways than one, yeah.
In more ways than one. And you'll be happy. She'll be happy.
So how much trust do you put in these studies? Because I know this, you know, a lot of times studies will come out and then later they'll be, you know, basically brushed aside. Do you put a lot of validity in these studies?
This study is actually a smaller study. The first one was 30 women.
Usually are.
Whoa,
and then the second one was of 32 women. So they really need to do a study on a larger scale to get a more broad perspective.
And does the age thing play a part in this? Because you were talking about
Yeah, they're
about
all premenopausal women. So before menopause, yeah. Definitely.
So what do you think about menopausal women or women who are
Well, they're
are
not trying to get
that.
Pregnant, honey. They can't.
No, immune system. Honey, immune
in
system.
Terms of what sex does for you and your immune system.
Yeah,
yes,
sex beneficial?
Actually, if you are getting orgasms when you are in menopause, it does help your immune system. We have known for years that, you know, having orgasms makes you, it can actually cure the common cold.
Never seen a whole
We've known that
cold.
For years. So get it how you get it, ladies. Never.
Would you say if you're having more sex, you can skip a flu shot?
No, get your flu shot.
Sounds like it to me.
Get your flu shot. That's
sounds like it to me.
Preco.
I don't want,
oh
baby,
God,
I don't,
no,
want, I don't want you to get a flu shot. It sounds like it to me, Doc. I know you can't say that, but what you're saying.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Because we're telling a lot of seniors
get
to get those flu shots.
The common cold, not the flu, not influenza. It helps with the common cold, not influenza. So you definitely
grandma might be able to just have a little bit more sex with grandpa. Skip
get
that
your
needle
orgasm,
in the arm.
Ladies. Get your orgasm.
Get your orgasm. Anybody. Your way, work on your cold by yourself, Jackie.
So the bottom line, Dr. Dre, orgasms are good.
Oh, they're great.
And Luda said it best. If you're not getting an orgasm, you're just not doing it right.
If you can't make yourself orgasm, something is wrong with you, man.
Find a new day.
And the name of your book, your latest book, Dr. Dre.
Oh my God, 20 things you may not know about the penis. You need to get it. Yeah. Saving marriage is here.
I got a big chapter in there, Sybil.
And what's your website, Dr. Dre?
And it's blank.
DrDre.com. That's DrDrAI.com.